a special report from ABC News Trump civil fraud judgment. I'm Daria Albinger. Donald Trump says he is one of the real victims of a ruling today by a New York judge in his civil fraud trial. The other?
It's a very sad day for, in my opinion, the country.
The former president today was ordered to pay $354 million plus another $100 million in interest for overvaluing his properties in order to get more favorable terms from banks and lenders. The state's attorney general, Letitia James, whose office brought the case, says the ruling proves no one is above the law.
For years, Donald Trump engaged in deceptive business practices and tremendous fraud. Donald Trump falsely, knowingly inflated his net worth by billions of dollars to unjustly enrich himself, his family, and to cheat the system.
Mr. Trump's also banned from running companies in New York for 3 years. This is ABC News. Scientists get double the rubble to study from a NASA mission.
Last September.
Touchdown
on Earth. Now NASA finally has counted up all the samples from the asteroid Bennu returned by its OSIRIS-REx spacecraft. It says the rubble's double of what it expected, 121 grams of dust and pebbles. It may be just over half a cup, but it's the biggest cosmic haul ever from beyond the moon. Why'd it take longer than expected to pry open the sample container? Stuck fasteners.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson. President Biden's campaign is embracing TikTok. It's hoping to tap into a pool of younger voters, but a lot of adults still aren't too sure that the video sharing app should even operate in the United States. A survey by the Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research finds a third of adults are in favor of a nationwide ban on TikTok. A third oppose a ban, and a third, well, they really don't care one way or the other. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Is it Saturday night yet? Hey, folks, Jimmy Kay here. Join me, Rocker, and Terry Barr for Max Inc. Saturday Night. It's your weekly look at the Wisconsin music scene with a lot of fun, debut music, interviews with the artist, and live in the lair. It's Max Inc. on Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network, Saturday night, 6 to 10 p.m., and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Hi, my name is Maggie Dawn. You may have already heard that my 6 p.m. show is moving to 2 to 4 p.m. on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Tom Hubble, still taking care of middays from noon till 2.
Todd, what are you doing?
And I'm Dom, and Crudy and I are still kicking it from 4 to 6 p.m. across the Civic Media Network.
Dom, this is supposed to be about my show. I don't see why any of you guys...
We just want to be sure folks know precisely where to find you.
Right before the greatest radio show ever.
Until now, Crute.
Maggie Dawn, coming to your local station on the Civic Media Network.
2 to 4 p.m.
Right after me.
Oh, for crying out loud.
What?
What's the name of the Elizabeth Banks show? Not Elizabeth Banks, so Elizabeth.
WandaVision. Elizabeth.
WandaVision, that's right.
What?
Is it funny or is it like?
It is
a nice show.
I mean, it's action, comedy, everything.
Cool.
Minute and a half.
Okay.
Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who binge watches TV for a living but doesn't get paid, Pete Schwabba.
Hey, welcome to Nightlight. Friday night in the state of Wisconsin, we're broadcasting state live. I am your host, Pete Schwabba. It is great to have you with me on this Friday night as we head into the weekend. Our first football this weekend, but that's okay. That gives us time to catch up on all the Oscar movies as the big show is right around the corner, March 10th. Let me know what you've seen. I'm getting close. I think I have two more films to see. I need to see A Zone of Interest and The Holdovers. So I'm excited. I have all weekend to catch up on that. I can't tell if there's a bit of a letdown. Yesterday was National Wisconsin Day. And I feel like it's like the day after Christmas in a way. Because last night on the show, we talked a lot about Wisconsin, a lot about our state. Talked about our favorite places. We had Logan Rogge on from the Travel Wisconsin office was here. We had guests talking about Wisconsin. You know what we didn't do, Conrad? We did not play On Wisconsin or Jump Around. We probably should have done
we
that.
We should have done that, yeah.
I'm glad you're here tonight, buddy. It's good to see you.
Yeah, good to be here.
Yeah. Conrad is ready to take your calls and texts.
Yes.
As always, he will not let you down. But yeah, we probably should have done something a little more like musically. Maybe some polkas or something. I don't know.
There we go.
But maybe people wouldn't have come back, though, if we played polkas. Who knows? So, yeah, tonight's going to be a fun show. We've got some great guests, as always. Comedian and writer Mike Mercury will be here at 7:35. Mike Clemens Sports. Mike is the guy when it comes to sports. He will be here at 9 o'clock. And Mike always takes a kind of goes off on a tangent, kind of does a dog leg sometimes and talks about something I'm not expecting, which is always fun too, to see what's on Mike's mind. And then Terry Barr will join us at the bottom of the second hour to talk about what's coming up on Max Inc. Saturday night. She'll have a little sample of what they'll be playing tomorrow. And we'll talk about Terry. I want to get Terry's thoughts on National Wisconsin Day, because she is the physical embodiment of the Wisconsin spirit, if you ask me. She knows a lot about the state. She loves living here. I think she's lived here almost her whole life. She's done all kinds of media jobs, lived in different places. So we'll talk to Terry at 9:35. That'll be fun, as always. And, of course, we want to hear from you. It's so much fun when you guys text us. We get to break down what you're thinking. Share it on the air. Don't be afraid to tell us where you're from, too. I always read, zip codes, not zip codes, area codes. And I'll say from the 920, from the 608, whatever. Don't be afraid to tell me what town you're from. I just realized today that, 608 is a big area code, as is the 262, the 920. If you're so inclined, tell us what town you're texting from. That would be great to hear, too. And you'll have plenty of chances to weigh in tonight because we'll be talking comedy, movies, a little bit of sports. And our question tonight, this is a good one. Today is also No One Eats Alone Day. So, I had to think about that one. I get what it means. I think it means like we don't want people living alone or being lonely. That I get. But when it comes to just full-blown eating, I gotta tell you, I don't mind eating alone, especially if I'm in flavor country, man. If I am snarfing down food that I love, like a good Wisconsin brat or just an amazing cheeseburger or something, or pasta with garlic and oil, I don't know that I want people around, and I don't know that people want to watch that either. Because when I'm done with food, when I'm hungry and I have a meal I really like, it looks like a crime scene when I'm done. So, and it's amazing to eat and break bread with people. I love that. Sitting down as a family, you can't beat that. But I don't know. I sometimes don't know that I want to subject people to the borderline sexual noises I'm making when I'm enjoying a really good meal by myself.
Yeah, I don't think I want to hear that either.
Luckily, I don't eat anything here in the studio that warrants that kind of a response. But that's our question tonight. Do you like eating with others or alone? And, you know, maybe you're like me. Sometimes you want to eat with other people. Sometimes you don't. It's fun to just like, what did you say? Why do you like to eat alone, Conrad? You told me before.
Because I'm in charge of the TV remote. I like to watch something that's up my alley when I'm eating food.
Yeah. Like a little escapism.
Yeah.
Now, what's the best meal you could see yourself eating when you're watching said color television?
Oh, it would have to be something with chicken. Maybe
chicken?
Some.
Okay.
Well, all right. So if it's sports, I want some chicken wings.
Okay.
But if it's a nice movie, I'm thinking a nice little chicken with pasta meal.
Oh, there you go. Maybe a little pesto or yeah. Garlic and oil.
Yeah.
You can't go wrong there, buddy. Yeah, I'm with you. I like both. So if I had to answer this question, though, in the way I think they mean it, yeah, you don't want anyone to eat alone. That's kind of sad. Loneliness is a terrible thing. But when it comes to just full on me against the food, it is on. And I want to be alone. So I'll answer that question first. I'll say be alone. Pete is texting in from the, where are we, Conrad? Green Bay, right? 920. And I'm saying, I want to eat alone. Let me know what you think. Let us know. Do you like eating alone? Or do you like eating with others? You can give a reason. You know I sound like a glutton for everything I just said. I accept that. 844-967-2789. 844-967. No, 844-96-PARTY. Yeah, I think if I'm eating a meal, I want like a good pasta, maybe a glass of wine or occasionally a beer, depending on the kind of movie I'm watching, glass of whiskey. I'm tending to focus on the drinks here, and I should be focusing on the food. I think pasta with garlic and oil, if I'm watching a movie. Sports, yeah, maybe pizza. Maybe do pizza with sports. Got some birthdays today, too. Mahershala Ali, great actor, turns 50. I want to say he is an Oscar-winning actor, too. I think he won an Oscar for Moonlight. Let's go to the Google. But I loved his performance in Green Book. Loved Green Book. And he was great in Moonlight. Just a great actor. A lot of people don't know this. Mahershala Ali, was also in the third season of True Detective, and he was excellent. He's got like this soft-spoken intensity. That's hard to pull off. Like when an actor just has a look and you can kind of see what's going on behind their eyes, De Niro has it. You know, all the greats have it. Gene Hackman has it. Meryl Streep has it. Like, it's just, and Mahershala Ali has it too. Viggo Mortensen played opposite him in that movie. They were great together, and the film won Best Picture. Peter Farrelly took home a Best Picture. The guy that did Dumb and Dumber took home a Best Picture Oscar for a film that was not a comedy. That is a testament to a guy who is a well-rounded, phenomenal filmmaker. And a lot of people don't know this. Mahershala Ali won, I'm trying to find if he won an Oscar. He was a very good college basketball player. I think he played at St. Mary's College in California. But then went to the Tisch School of the Arts in New York. He left college basketball behind. Probably wasn't good enough to be in the pros. But and he's now a very, just an incredibly successful actor. He's been in four films that were nominated for Best Picture. The Curious Case of Benjamin Button. I don't remember him in that. Moonlight, Hidden Figures, and Green Book. And Moonlight and Green Book both won Best Picture. That's pretty cool. He also won a Best Actor Oscar for Moonlight, which is just a great And it's the first, oh, I didn't know this. The first time a Muslim actor won an Academy Award. I didn't know he was Muslim. Hey, let's play a clip from Moonlight, Conrad. Do we have time?
Yeah, we do.
Let's do that. Let's play the clip. Will you pick? We've got a couple of them. This is Mahershala Ali.
I've been here a long time. And I'm from Cuba. I was a wild little shorty, man. Just like you. Went around with no shoes on. The moon was out. This one time, I run by this old lady. I was running, hollering, cutting a fool, boy. This old lady, she stopped me. She said, running around, catching a boy that light. In moonlight, black boys look blue. You blue. That's why I gonna call you. Blue.
Say your name, Blue.
Nah. At some point, you gotta decide for yourself who you gonna be. Can't let nobody make that decision for you.
That's Mahershala Ali in Moonlight, a role for which he won an Oscar. And I just learned this moments ago. He was the first Muslim actor to win an Academy Award. And this year, Lily Gladstone is nominated for Killers of the Flower Moon. She's the first Native American, I believe, to be nominated for an Oscar and would be the first to win, obviously. So that was a scene from Moonlight. Great movie if you haven't seen it. If you haven't seen Green Book, just a great back and forth between Mahershala Ali and Viggo Mortensen, who plays Tony Lip, his driver. Mahershala Ali plays a famous piano player who Tony Lip has to drive through the South. And because he's black, he needs a protector. And the Green Book tells you where you can stay when you're in the South and when you are a person of color. He played Donald Shirley. He turns 50 years old today, Mahershala Ali. So, coming up next, yesterday was National Wisconsin Day. We had a bit of a, not a brouhaha, not a Donnybrook, not fisticuffs. Actually, it was very cordial, but Travel Wisconsin says Wisconsin has more lakes than Minnesota. Today, a Civic Media coworker says that's not true. We'll discuss that next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Crunch the numbers. Wisconsin's state retirement system is financing polluters and helping create climate chaos, which is not good for our water, our air, or our planet. It's time to insist on common sense investments, not bankrolling yesterday's fossil fuels. Be the change. Go to climatesafepensionswisconsin.org and sign the petition. Our investments should be protected, and it should serve to protect. Future generations will thank you.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/wiscway. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Welcome back to Nightlight. Swear to God, I don't know if you use Macs. I have a Mac PowerBook. Or no, MacBook Pro. The size of the keypad is like as big as a putting green. And it's so frustrating because I put, like most people, I put both my hands on the laptop at times, most of the time when I'm typing. And man, if your pinky or a hair on your finger touches the tracking pad goes bananas. I don't know why they have to make that so big. Hey, Conrad?
Yes.
Still here? Take a memo. Let's get someone from Mac on the show. We got to get to the bottom of this. I'm having a tech
from
day.
Apple. From Apple?
Yeah. Yeah. Mac, Apple, whatever it's called. I spent most of my day untangling cords, whether it's headphones, a phone charger. You have days like that?
Yeah, I do.
All right. Not just me. I didn't think it was just me. But it's maddening. I mean, and it's technology. I don't want to give it. It's not like I want to live without it. I like it. I like being able to look at my phone when I'm in line at the post office or driving 80 miles an hour. Kidding. But it can be frustrating. All right. So yesterday, Logan Rogge from Wisconsin Travel was on the show. We were celebrating National Wisconsin Day. And he told me he was a native Minnesotan. And maybe he was just being Minnesota nice. I don't know. That is a thing because I watch Fargo. The Coen brothers are always talking about Minnesota nice. But he agreed that Wisconsin actually had more lakes than Minnesota, which brands itself the land of 10,000 lakes. And, I don't really have a horse in the race. I'm a transplant to Wisconsin, but I am definitely a Wisconsinite. I love Wisconsin. I really don't care who has more lakes. But in the spirit of gamesmanship, I did get a message from Chris Casper today, a fellow Civic Media employee, who sent me a PolitiFact article that says Minnesota actually does have more lakes. I don't know if this is a political issue. I guess it could be. If you're running for office and want the lake endorsement or the people who love lakes endorsement, maybe. But the problem, I think, after reading the article Chris sent me, was how they define lakes, how our state defines lakes, and how Minnesota defines lakes. Minnesota, first of all, Minnesota claims to have 11,482 lakes in its, quote, public waters inventory. Wisconsin says they have 15,074 documented lakes in the state, but apparently 60% of those don't even have a name. I mean, do you have to name it for it to be considered a lake? Apparently, according to this article, Minnesota defines a lake as a body of water greater than 10 acres. And that's how it got to their number. Wisconsin defines a lake as, well, anything it feels like calling a lake. Thousands are less than 10 acres. What do you think about this, Conrad?
Well, I guess Minnesota beat us, huh? If we're going with the actual term of a lake.
I mean, if someone's got to dig into this, because, yeah, I mean, we kind of trounce Minnesota. If you go by what, all right, Wisconsin, it says, hey, Wisconsin, how many lakes do you have? This is from the article. And this is all because I think the old Wisconsin tourism secretary said, I'm going to find her name here, that, Sarah Meany in 2019. This is an appearance on a radio show. She said, we have more. So, I mean, I guess we have to have a national lake committee to decide what constitutes a lake. What body of water can be considered a lake? Interesting. Chris sent me this article, obviously in good fun, but he's obviously sticking up for his home state of Minnesota, even though he left and he moved here where we supposedly have fewer lakes. I don't know why you'd move from Minnesota to Wisconsin if you think we have fewer lakes. Seems like you'd want to live in a state with the most lakes, if lakes are your thing. A climatologist with the Minnesota DNR said different agencies use different definitions of lake for their own purposes, but there is no nationally accepted definition. I guess therein lies the problem. Let's all put down our bayonets and our drums. And let's just say that cumulatively, Between us, we've got 25,000 lakes. Everybody's moving to this region of the country anyway, thanks to climate change. There'd be plenty of lakes to go around. That's what I say. But that was funny. Thank you, Chris, for sending that article. Tonight's question. Oh, it's a doozy, folks. I ask the tough questions. Do you like eating with others or alone? I said alone because sometimes I eat food so good, I emit a casual moan. I don't like to make people uncomfortable. But do you like eating with others or alone? That is tonight's question. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. You can let us know what you think. What else? It was another day today. What was the other? Here we go. National Do a Grouch a Favor Day. I don't. Why is that a day? That's pretty strange. Here's a very exciting thing. Before we bring in Mike Mercury, I want to say this. Conrad, have you ever had a Choco Taco?
Yeah, I have. Yeah.
Yeah. When I'm eating a Choco Taco, I want to be left alone. I want to put some jazz music.
How many of those can you put down in one sitting?
Well, have I eaten dinner already, or is that my dinner?
That's your dinner.
Easily six. I'm not a huge guy, but I could easily mow six Choco Tacos. In fact, I'd rather eat a Choco Taco than a real taco. What about you? How many do you think you could eat?
Oh, if it's my dinner, I could probably do like two. I just think
two?
I think they get too soggy for me at the end.
That's the best part, dude. When the ice cream kind of melts a little bit and the shell of said Choco Taco gets a little soggy.
I'm not a big fan of the sogginess of it.
So take them right out of the freezer. You really only think you could eat two. Now you made me feel like a real slob.
I don't think I could eat more than two of those, to be honest.
That's crazy. I misjudged you. I thought you...
all the Klondike with it.
I thought you were serious about sports.
All the Klondike with it, then.
How many Klondikes do you think you get?
Oh, those I could easily put down the whole package.
All right, now I don't feel so bad. We will ask our next guest what he thinks about the Choco Taco. And he's a very funny guy. He's got some... stand-up dates coming up in Wisconsin. You'll want to know where they are. He's a very funny guy. Mike Mercury is next on Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
This is a special report from ABC News Trump civil fraud judgment. I'm Daria Albinger. Donald Trump says he is one of the real victims of a ruling today by a New York judge in his civil fraud trial. The other?
It's a very sad day for, in my opinion, the country.
The former president today was ordered to pay $354 million plus another $100 million in interest for overvaluing his properties in order to get more favorable terms from banks and lenders. The state's attorney general, Letitia James, whose office brought the case, says the ruling proves no one is above the law.
For years, Donald Trump engaged in deceptive business practices and tremendous fraud. Donald Trump falsely, knowingly, inflated his net worth by billions of dollars to unjustly enrich himself, his family, and to cheat the system.
Mr. Trump's also banned from running companies in New York for 3 years. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know.
Wisconsin's top Republican says he won't push for a lawsuit over new legislative district maps if the governor signs them into law. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says it's getting too late for that.
We wanted to have these maps enacted now so that we have the ability to go out. I mean, there's a bunch of new districts. There's a bunch of lots of people who are going to have to be found to run for office, and that takes time.
Some Democrats speculate Republicans might sue in the hopes a judge would keep the current maps in place through this year's elections. Wisconsin is taking the first step toward enshrining limits on diversity, equity, and inclusion in the state constitution. A proposed constitutional amendment passed the state assembly yesterday. The next step would have to be to pass the Senate this year, but the upper house is only in session a few more days. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Hi, my name is Maggie Dawn. You may have already heard that my 6 p.m. show is moving to 2 to 4 p.m. on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Tom Lobo, still taking care of middays from noon till 2.
Todd, what are you doing?
And I'm Dom, and Crudy and I are still kicking it from 4 to 6 p.m. across the Civic Media Network.
Dom, this is supposed to be about my show. I don't see why any of you guys...
We just want to be sure folks know precisely where to find you.
Right before the greatest radio show ever.
Until now,
Crute.
Maggie Dawn, coming to your local station on the Civic Media Network.
2 to 4 p.m.
Right after me.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the low teens. More sunshine than clouds for the afternoon Saturday, but breezy. Highs upper 20s. On Sunday, a little warmer, more sun in mid-30s. Early next week, starting off dry with temperatures jumping back up into the 40s. Currently, it's 17 degrees.
Hi, my name is Maggie Dawn. You may have already heard that my 6 p.m. show is moving to 2 to 4 p.m. on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Tom Lobo, still taking care of middays from noon till 2.
Todd, what are you doing?
And I'm Dom, and Crudy and I are still kicking it from 4 to 6 p.m. across the Civic Media Network.
Dom, this is supposed to be about my show. I don't see why any of you guys...
We just want to be sure folks know precisely where to find you.
Right before the greatest radio show ever.
Until now,
Crute.
Maggie Dawn, coming to your local station on the Civic Media Network.
2 to 4 p.m.
Right after me.
Oh, for crying out loud.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
February is a month for heart-centered celebrations, including the more serious side, the one focusing on your heart health.
It's great for education for everyone. You know, there is a big focus for women, but it's really for everyone. You know, focus on your blood pressure. Focus on how your heart works.
Mark Houston is a team facilitator with Bellin Health in Green Bay. He says the Heart Month's focus is on CPR and saving lives, but also sharing why even a little exercise can make a difference.
Just getting active, and we all know it. There shouldn't be any excuses, but we make excuses. Before you walk inside, take a quick walk around the neighborhood. When I say take a quick walk, 10, 15 minutes.
You can find tips, including heart-friendly foods and more, at heart.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Where the fans own the team. This is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Did you miss what's hot from Wisconsin to Hollywood? Listen to the Nightlight with Pete Schwabba podcast on civicmedia.us. You can always listen through Spotify, Apple Podcast, or the Civic Media app. Take Nightlight with Pete Schwabba anywhere you go. Once again, here is your host, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. Thanks for night lighting with me, folks. This is great to be with you tonight, broadcasting statewide here in our great state of Wisconsin from City Deck Landing in Green Bay, downtown at WGBW. So much fun on a Friday night. Night lighting a Friday night away. We got to tell Conrad's mom texts.
As always,
Paula says, I like to go out with a group of people to enjoy a meal and chat. Yeah, that's, you know what? I got to tell you, Paula, to be honest, I don't mind chatting when I'm alone either. Sometimes we're our own best friend. Really, Conrad? I don't get a laugh for that? He's like, stop making fun of my mom, man. I'll reach through this glass and destroy you. But yeah, I agree. It's fun. It is fun to go out to eat. That's like an event. That's different. I think, that's not different. Yeah, I don't know. I guess Paula makes a good point. All right, let's get to our next guest because he's a really funny guy. He has been on the show before. He's got some stand-up dates coming up. He's a really good writer, too. And he's a guy I am proud to call a friend, Madison's own Mike Mercury. Hey, Mike.
Pete. Hello, Pete. How are you?
I'm doing well, buddy. How are you?
Hey, I thought that was funny, your joke about Conrad's to Conrad's mom. That was funny. I don't know what's wrong with Conrad.
Thank you, buddy. Well, he spells his name with a K, so, yeah. You know. His mom seems very normal, though. She raised a very good kid. She's a great mom. And I don't disagree with her, actually. So
I wouldn't have even gotten Conrad's name right, except it shows up in the little window that I'm looking at because I'm terrible with names. I can hardly ever remember names. You ever talk to anybody you don't know and then they're like, hey, what's your name? And you're like, it's on the tip of my tongue.
Yeah. You know what you do? Here's another good one you do, Mike. You say, hey, what's your name again? And then they go, if they look offended, you go, Dave. You're like, no, I know that, the last name. So you make right. it, you turn it around, right. You gaslight them, buddy. That's what you right. do.
Gaslighting.
Here's how insightful Conrad is, though. If you call him Conrad, he can tell if you're addressing him with a C or a K at the beginning of his name. That the kid, it's just a talent. It's one of those, you know, if he could that's monetize good. It, I don't know.
A lifetime of practice.
What, Mike, do you like to eat alone or with people?
No, look, I heard that question. I was listening in. And then, first of all, I didn't know what a Choco Taco was until literally 8 minutes ago or whatever. I had to look it up.
And now the rest of your night is planned.
Yeah, and then I heard you say you could eat six of them. And I was heartbroken, to be honest.
Oh, no.
I had so much more respect for you than that.
Well, so what are you saying? That's not a lot or that's too many?
No, it's ice cream, right? Ice cream? Ice, six Choco Taco, but, something called the Choco Taco.
Yeah.
So there's chocolate and ice cream. What else is in it?
It's misleading because there is ice cream in it, but I would say the beauty
your
of
hamburger? What's the taco part?
No, the beauty of the Choco Taco is it's got crumbled nuts. It's got like that dried chocolate, but then there's also some syrupy chocolate in it with white ice cream and a nice chocolate waffle thing for the shell.
Now you're talking dirty to me.
Listen, buddy, one of these days, you and I, we got to pal around and we'll get some Choco Tacos and we'll just go sit by a tree and have a picnic. I think that could be really fun.
When I heard crumbled nuts, I was all over it.
Well, okay. So here's the thing with eating alone, Mike, and I don't think I'm alone here. I like, depending on the meal, I like to eat alone so I can enjoy the food without any interruptions. I can make borderline sensuous noises while I'm eating food if it's really good. You know, I don't want to be judged.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I hear you. I still eat. I've been married for 33 years. I still eat half of my meals standing up over the sink. You know,
why do you do that, Mike?
Part of it is diet. Like I'm eating a lot of just fruits and vegetables these days.
Oh.
I mean, whatever. I don't want to go into it. Look, I like junk. I like junk, but I mean, I just saw somebody on Facebook posted a link to their kids' fundraiser, you know, and so I live in a residential neighborhood and we still get people coming around selling stuff. You know, the Girl Scouts sell cookies.
Sure.
Love Boy them. Scouts sell popcorn, whatever. And they always come up and it's always crap, pizzas and blocks of cheese the size of your head and stuff. And we have a rule at our house where we're like, look, if a kid comes to the house, just support them, buy whatever it is they're selling. When I say we have a rule, that's my wife's rule. And, you know, we want to help them out is the point, but then they get here and she's gone at work during the day and I'm at home and I'm like, look, I'm trying to stay healthy. I don't want to eat pizza and popcorn and all the stuff you're selling. How about if I just give you the money instead? And, you know, because they got to split half, they got to split half the money with whoever gives them the stuff anyway. And they don't get it. I had a kid here a couple of weeks ago for the wrestling team selling coupon books. Have you seen the coupon books? Oh,
those
book?
Are brutal. Yeah.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's like $35 and then the kids' pitches, and you can save money on places where you're already shopping. I'm like, kid, I haven't left my house in 5 years. And then he's like, but don't you want to save money? And I look through the book, and it's like, you know, save $5 at Donna's Dizzling Digits, whatever the hell. You know, like I'm going down there for a hand job or whatever. Whoa. You call it. Whatever it's called. What, you know, the right. The thing, the manicure.
Oh, there, that's different. Okay.
Yeah, that's different. Anyway.
Well, kids, I think you I'm should. Telling, I don't think you should ask for it the way you ask for it when you go into the store. You might get a different. You might get a different service.
Yeah. So I told the kid. I said, he goes, it, you know, he's telling me I'm saving money. I'm like, I don't think you really understand the concept. But I said, look, I'll just give you the $35, and you can keep the book, and then sell the book to somebody else. And he his lip starts quivering, and he looks at me and goes, why can't you just say no like a normal person?
Oh, no. Yeah. Here's I'm what you do, kid. You. I'll let you keep the book. I'll give you $35. Go sell it to someone else for $10. You still come out way ahead. See, I don't think you should just give the kids money. Here's what I would do, Mike, if I were you. Somebody come to my door, and I didn't want to, we're selling. I would say, here's $35. I don't want to eat that crap. Go buy me some Brussels sprouts. Bring them back.
Yeah.
At least you get something out of it that way, right?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't like Brussels sprouts either. I get some choco tacos. Choco tacos.
I'm going to convert you yet.
it could happen.
Mike, you have some stand-up dates coming up. What do you got coming up on the calendar?
Well, tomorrow I'm in Green Lake, Wisconsin at the Heidel House, which is, you know, the Heidel House is a well-known sort of resort and conference center. They're having a Valentine's Day dinner show, and Valentine's Day was Wednesday, so this is Saturday, because who goes out on a Wednesday night? Yeah. Not, you know, nobody goes out on a school night. And I just looked up the information because last time I was on with you, you were sort of busting my chops about my lack of promotional skills and how I didn't know certain details. So I looked it up, which is fair, you know, perfectly reasonable thing to do because I need to know how to do that stuff. Sure. I looked it up on their website before I called in with you. It's HeidelHouse.com. They're promoting it as a Jack and Jill dinner.
Ooh.
And I have no idea what that means. Other than you have to go fetch your own water, I guess. I don't know what a Jack and Jill.
You know,
I don't know what it means.
Yeah, you might have booked yourself at like some kind of swingers event or something.
Yeah, Jack and Jill.
you show up flying solo. That doesn't look good.
Yeah. So anyway, they're having, it's a big, you know, like a fancy thing, I think. I mean, it's like you can buy a dinner and show package. Or you can just come to the show at 8:30 and it's only like $20 just for the show. But if you want dinner in the show, it's some 60, 65, 70, something like that.
That's a pretty good deal.
It's not bad. And then you can, of course, you can stay over at the lovely hotel resort. And I have an opening act with me, a guy named Steve Hartman out of Milwaukee area, very funny guy. And Taylor Swift is going to pop in and do a guest set.
Is that true?
Yeah, that's true. Pretty sure she's going to pop back in from wherever she's in, I don't know, Brazil or somewhere right now, I think. But she'll be here tomorrow with her boyfriend, and they'll do a few minutes.
She's got a new tight five, I guess, she wants to try out some new material. What better place, honestly? She can't go back to Kansas City for a while. You know, she probably is sick of Hollywood. The Chiefs fans have had enough of her, so, you know. Pop into Green Lake.
They're cute kids. They're cute kids, aren't they?
What did you think of the Super Bowl? Did you watch it?
Yeah, I did. I watched it. You know, first of all, like most cheeseheads, I was watching going, you know, the Packers.
We should have been there.
Packers should have won. Yeah, Packers should have been there. So I had a chip on my shoulder. I was watching going, this is stupid. You know, the Packers should be in this. I already resented the whole entire affair. So it's hard. That's not a good attitude to be watching the Super Bowl, but I watched and I thought it was, you know, relatively dull. And now, you know, some people don't And it was until like the fourth quarter, and then it got good. I almost walked away at one point. I was basically watching for the commercials, and then the game itself got good and better right. than the commercials.
It's so funny,
I didn't really care much who won.
Yeah, my guest is Mike Mercury. He's a comedian based in Madison and a writer. He will be performing in Green Lake at what's it called again, Mike?
The Heidelhaus Resort.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, Saturday.
Check it out for sure. Mike does a great job. So did you want, and I agree with you, like the first half was like, oh my gosh, is this a Super Bowl? But I would never turn it off when Patrick Mahomes is playing. And they were down, I think. So as a Packer fan, were you like, did you want the Niners to lose, or how did you finagle that?
Actually, I sort of, you know, I have weird ways how I rationalize these things, Pete. I'm not a big fan of either team, but
yeah.
I will always root for an underdog. And on that basis alone, I was rooting for the 49ers because I was like, come on, the you know, Chiefs have won, what, two out of the last three or whatever yeah. it is. You know, so who cares? You know, I get it. If you're a Chiefs fan, that's great. You know, woohoo. You know, whatever.
But Mike,
you know,
it's funny how you just presented that last little thing you said. This is also National Do a Grouch a Favor Day. And
yeah.
you acted a little grouchy there, but it's forgiven. What are you? Okay, let's say you're running the Packers. Who are you drafting? What position are you going after?
Yeah, see, I don't know anything about that sort of stuff. I'm a fairly hardcore fan, but I'm not a knowledgeable fan at all. I'm just a dope on the couch going, come on, let's, you know, I know guys who you can start to tell me about the left tackle and his name and
yeah.
how he moves and why he was out of position. And I'm like, it doesn't mean anything to me. I'm like, who? Yeah. All I know is they got 4 yards and didn't fumble. You know, woohoo, keep going. But I don't know anything about that sort of who they should draft. I don't know. Jeez, who should you tell me? Who should they draft?
I don't. Conrad. Who should they draft?
No, not Conrad.
Conrad with a K.
They need something on the defense, something cornerback.
Okay. I've heard that from other people too. I'm with really you though. Good. And I appreciate your candor, Mike, because when I argue with my friends about football, we all act like we know what we're talking about. And that's when you get into trouble. So we'll talk more about this. Mike Mercury is my guest, and I'm going to ask him about Wisconsin Lakes versus Minnesota Lakes and where a Choco Taco tastes better in which state. So we'll talk more about that with Mike. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
There's a small Wisconsin town where the population grows to 10 times its size every February.
Normally, we're about 2,600 people during Berkey Week. That gets up to 20, 30,000.
That's Blair Flickinger with the Foundation for the American Birkebeiner. The skiing marathon started with a couple of people carving a trail between Hayward and Cable 50 years ago. It's also a tribute to the ski culture of another country already hosting its own Birkebeiner. Is it Turkey, Norway, or Germany? The answer coming up.
There's a camaraderie that comes along with this event that is unparalleled.
A camaraderie between people who come to Hayward from around the world.
Make everyone feel like Hayward is their spot for the week.
So did you guess the Berkey was created as a tribute to Norway's 100-year-old race? And while our Berkey is a well-known winter event, it's still growing by adding other races all throughout the year. There's a slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Welcome back. So, our question tonight on National, it's National No One Eats Alone Day. And we had this discussion. Some people like eating alone. I at times like eating alone. Our question tonight is, do you prefer to eat alone or with others? From the 715 Peshigo, it's eating alone with a show. Conrad, right out of your book, buddy.
Yeah, exactly. They were listening.
They were listening. And then 920 Steve, Pete, when I'm watching my favorite movie, I love eating my favorite foods. Could be an awesome supreme thin crusted pizza, chicken wings, gyro, loaded tacos. I think he means in separate sittings. Potato chips with French onion dip, or just a great six-pack of beer without anyone, especially Conrad's mom, saying, are you watching that movie again? So Steve likes to curl up, like, maybe to Fletch or Caddyshack with some pizza. Oh, we got to hang, man. That sounds like a really fun night. Mike Mercury is my guest. He is with us right now. We are talking about, he will be, Saturday night, will be in Green Lake at Heidel House doing his comedy skits. And Mike is very funny. If you're in that area, go check it out for sure.
Yeah. Hey, so that's really a day. The day, oh. I mean, this you eat alone. Do you, whatever it was called, who thinks of these? Whoever came up with that, I guarantee you they're eating alone, Pete.
Right. Exactly. And they want a day, and that's okay. We all deserve a day. Mike, I got to tell you, I'm here. We're here at the studio. There's like 8 cop cars pulled up. Can you see the blue light?
Yeah.
And here's what I do like an idiot. I don't know what, if it's a shooting or what. So I walk over to the window and make it easy for whoever's acting up to kill me. So, Conrad, can you tell what's going on out there?
I could not. But all I know is the light is just directly going into your face.
Yeah. GBPD are on it. If they could kill the lights, that would be nice. So, Curdy, I don't think I asked for too much.
I don't think
from our boys in blue. Hey, Mike. So today is Chris Rock's birthday. I think he's 59. Yeah. Are you a fan?
Oh yeah, he's fantastic.
He's great, isn't he?
Yeah, he's amazing.
I apologize. It was his birthday the other day. And we already celebrated it, but I did want to know because he did a movie, and here's why I brought this up. He did a film called Down to Earth, which was kind of a remake of Heaven Can Wait. And he's been in some other movies, and I'm watching season 4 of Fargo right now, and he's in that. I have to say, as a fellow comedian, I sort of retired a while ago, but, you know, I'm kind of blown away by him because when you see his stand-up act, it's very much like he's just sort of, he's saying his jokes. There's like no nuance, really. These are my jokes, and this is what I'm saying. And but to see him act really kind of floored me because he's pretty good.
Yeah, and it's so different that it's an adjustment because I watch some of the new Fargo, right? Is it just called Fargo?
Yeah, he's in season 4. The new one is season 5. Four. But
So I watched the first couple episodes, and the first time I saw him, I was like, wait a minute, this is not Chris Rock.
Yeah.
And of course, you know what I mean? But of course he's acting. So it's not, you know, I guess I was sort of expecting it was going to be Chris Rock.
Right.
As Chris Rock in Fargo.
Yeah.
But no, he's acting. So
that's the same way I was. Yeah. He just, and in this movie, I've only seen parts of it, but, Down to Earth, the remake of Heaven Can Wait, he's the lead. And I think he produced it and wrote it. So every once in a while, someone surprises you. It's like, I knew he was a great stand-up. I've worked with him before and he just was so kind of in your face and edgy. And then he's doing these cool roles. It's just kind of a cool thing to see. Have you ever done any acting, Mike?
I mean, that's how I started as an actor.
Oh, no kidding.
To be honest, I like stand up a lot. If I could be in a series or something, I would prefer to be doing that, I think. Yeah, I moved out to LA and, you know, a long time ago in the 80s and did a couple things, but nothing. I couldn't quite catch, you know, a significant break. I worked on the movie Three Amigos in 84.
No way.
Yeah. As a, I was on the production staff And so then did some other, you know, extra stuff, but I worked on some things like that when I was there. And then just like we had recently, there was, that was the last, or maybe not the last, but there was a significant strike in 88, and I was working on a show, and the strike went on a long time and shut down everything. And that pretty much sent me packing back to Wisconsin because I was broke and unemployed. And, you know, for different reasons, I never made it back to L.A. So I stayed in the Midwest and have been doing comedy.
Your story is not that rare. I've heard a lot of stories like that. People get out there. They've only been there a year and bam, work shuts down for 6 months. And they're like, well, what am I supposed to do? I'm just going to go home. And then it's like, yeah, home's not so bad. And they never go back. So that's really interesting, though. My guest is Mike Mercury. He is a comedian and a very funny guy in Madison. You got any other Wisconsin dates coming up, Mike?
I do, actually. I mean, next week I'm going to be close. I'm going to be at the Olympic Theater in Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
Okay.
On Thursday, and the Rhythm City Casino in Davenport on Friday. But then March 8th, I'll be in a town called... I'll be at Round Lake Farms in Wisconsin. The town is called Potter, Wisconsin, but it's a big show and a big place. It's a some big company owns this. They built this big entertainment facility. I can't remember the name of the company or I'd give them a plug.
Sure.
But it'll be a good show there, and I'll be there with Rocky Laporte, who you probably know out of Chicago. Yeah. And Rocky's fantastic. Yeah.
Tell Rocky I said hello. Mike, sure. Thanks so much for your time tonight. If you guys get a chance, go see Mike this Saturday. He's at Heidel House in Green Lake and then March 8th at Round Lake Farm in Potter, Wisconsin. You will not regret it. He's a very funny guy, and it's been great having you on tonight, Mike. Thanks so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Good to see you guys, and nice to see you too, Conrad. Say hi to your mom.
I will.
Thanks, Mike. Have a great night.
Go get a Choco Taco.
Oh, we're going to do it, buddy. We're going to go nuts. Right. Me and Mike and Choco Tacos next time I'm in Madison. That's what I see in my near future. Hey, coming up in just a minute, Mike Clemens will be here. And he just got back from Vegas a few days ago. I'm going to want to hear how that went. I talked to him a couple times on the phone. But we'll get a more in-depth scoop on Mike's Vegas trip to the Super Bowl. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
From I-43 to I-41. This is the Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Coming up Monday on Matt Nair On Air, UW Madison entomologist PJ Leash joins the show. They're coming. Don't miss it.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.